We are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is an attorney, and he is going to share with us a three and out, three sports stories, does it every Monday, that are topics, hot topics in the state and also nationally. And let's start with the one, the young lady who has broken Pete Maravich's record. Little Lady yep. Bamiwa. What's her name again? Caitlin something or other? Clark?
Yeah, Caitlin Clark. Yep.
Incredible.
What was it? Saturday she broke the women's, or was it Friday or Saturday she broke the women's record, and then Sunday, yesterday, she broke the all-time NCAA scoring record, so men's or women's. So it was, previously held by Pistol Pete Maravich from LSU. So she scored enough points to do that yesterday. So she is overall now has scored more points than any other NCAA basketball player in history. So congrats to her. Just a couple things. Just to clarify too, you know, it's not an apples to apples comparison, of course, Bob, because it is,
no.
You know, played at a time where you couldn't play varsity as a freshman. You didn't have three pointers. So I don't want to take anything away from his
old Pistol
achievement, which was amazing. But Caitlin Clark's is also absolutely amazing. No, she's entered the WNBA draft. I think Indiana has the first pick. There isn't enough to trade. I read an interview with Cheryl Reeve from the Lynx, and she said there isn't enough to trade to get that pick. There's no way Indiana's giving up that pick.
Oh, it'd be so crazy. No, that's not. There's
gonna be
there's
gonna be a big boost for the WNBA when Caitlin Clark enters the league.
So and I'm actually, Jeff, I'm surprised that she's gonna go to the WNBA and take a pay cut, because I think she makes money here in college with the NIL. I really think she does make a lot more because she's a college player. I mean, she'll make a few hundred thousand, but endorsements, I don't know.
Yeah, I think she'll find, you know, product endorsements and stuff to make up for it. But and also, let's not overlook the fact that, you know, her number six Iowa team upset number two Ohio State yesterday too. So
it's you're right. That's a great point. But and also, by the way, what they did, the Iowa team, to the Gopher women. They it's a dagger in their heart because they beat them by 48 last week, and then this weekend the Gophers played Penn State, lost by 56. This team is that's not good. That's not good at all.
No,
for, you know that to lose combined by a couple of by what over 100 points. I can't even do the math quick. It's over 100 points.
48 and 56 would be 104 points.
Yeah, that's pathetic.
Yep.
To lose 50, and their record is not terrible, but they lost 90-34 to Penn State. Hey, that's bad. All right, let's go on to item two.
We are still sticking with college sports. We've got in the world of hockey. You know, we're starting to wrap up conference play, and moving on to the conference playoffs, and then on to the Frozen Four. But we have in the CCHA, which is where a lot of Minnesota teams are, Bemidji State, St. Thomas, and Minnesota State Mankato are all in that conference. Bemidji State ends up being the win conference champion and takes home what's called the McNaughton Cup, which is the trophy for the conference champion. I think St. Thomas ended up second, 9 points behind, and Mankato ended up third. So all three of the Minnesota schools ended up 1, 2, 3, and now they'll start their playoffs here shortly, and we'll see who ends up moving on to the Frozen Four. Obviously, St. Thomas can't because they're under their 5-year ban as agreed when they moved up to D1. So we'll see where.
But they let them play in the conference tournament, though, right?
They absolutely do. Yes, they just if similar to what had St. Thomas won the conference championship, they would have had the top seed in the playoffs. But you know, but if they end up winning the conference playoffs. They wouldn't be able to go the second place.
Okay, that's how it works. And then, and this is good for Bemidji. I mean, I don't know that they've, when's the last time they've won a conference of any sort? I mean, Minnesota State and Mankato's down a little.
I think it was 2017 was the last time they won it.
Okay.
But, you know, they came on strong. You know, St. Thomas had, it was St. Thomas and Mankato for most of the year in the number one slot. and they sort of kind of faded down the stretch, and Bemidji has been strong in the finish. So they rose up, and they're number one. So congrats to the Bemidji State Beavers for winning the CCHA championship.
Well, and Minnesota Mankato, they're off. That's a good program. They're going to be back. So, yeah. I mean, that's going to be a very competitive league going forward. All right, now, yeah. The other item that you have has to do with high school wrestling.
Yeah, our theme this week, Bob, has been so much winning. You know, former President Trump, he says, "Me so much winning." So we've got Caitlin Clark with her record. We've got Bemidji State there, champions, conference championship. And now we look closer to our home turf. The St. Michael Albertville High School wrestling team, boys wrestling team, is the Section 3A state champions.
And who did they wind up? They're not with, well, Lakeville's a bigger division. They're in the higher division. They seem to win every year. Or Apple Valley, I mean.
I forgot who they beat, but I know they've been knocking on the door for a while, and so they've had a strong wrestling program out here, and they finally got through this year.
Well,
so.
Good for them. You know what? They also have they got a place called Sakura, which is it's our go-to place during the week when we want to go for lunch. Because they've got an all-you-can-eat for $19.99, and I've suddenly become, it's not all, and I learned this within the last few months. I thought all sushi was raw. It isn't. So, and it's pretty, as Larry David would say, pretty, pretty good. Pretty, pretty, yeah, so pretty perfect. Good. No question about that.
They're really good.
All right, now I'm going to ask you, we've got the three in, but I want to ask you about another thing about the Vikings. Or anything happen at the scouting combine? Because I know you're like me. You don't like watch every minute of it, but you follow what's going on. Anything that you heard coming out of there that makes you think they're going to take J.J. McCarthy, or that they will go after a quarterback in the first round?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, what the chatter that dominated related to the Vikings this weekend is this talk of Atlanta making Kirk Cousins their number one free agent target, and that of course would alter the Vikings quarterback. I think that they've got like another week to try to get.
It's the 13th, but you know, and I talked to Dave Bialke about this. They, Atlanta really may be the key to what the Vikings wind up with in doing. Cause they draft before the Vikings do, right. In the way it's lining up. So they could take a quarterback there. They could really screw them up with Cousins, or they could trade for Fields, and then Cousins, that's one less suitor for them. So, I mean, there's a lot of things happening and going on, but if I'm the Vikings, though, I tell them, okay, go see what you can get. Because they cannot give him another record contract and sign Jefferson and sign Danielle Hunter.
I think you're right.
In my mind, Jefferson and Danielle Hunter are the priorities because, as we talked to with Dave, you have to move on at some point and find your quarterback of the future. And you're never going to do that when you have Cousins.
Yeah. To your question, Bob, if one of those quarterbacks is available for the Vikings with their pick, I'd say take them, because regardless of whether you re-sign Kirk Cousins or not, they've got to move on from this.
Absolutely.
This last week, the team that have the quarterbacks playing under the rookie contracts, unless you've got like a Tom Brady or Patrick Mahomes, those are the teams that have been able to put it together and go out of the Super Bowl because they can spend money on other players.
Yep.
Once you start throwing around serious dollars on a quarterback, you have to neglect other parts of the team.
You're absolutely right. And just very quickly, Kirill Kaprizov, he had the hat trick last night, and he's the fifth fastest to 300 points. Incredible. You know, that's in NHL history, which is pretty impressive. All right, Jeff, thanks so much. We'll Jeff O'Brien, we'll take a quick break. The BS show will be right back.